prisoners have used many different methods to escape from their cells. A man in this jail crawled through pipes of raw sewage, not once, but twice. It's just one of the many stories from a place known as the Squirrel Cage Jail. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Imagine a three-story tall circular cage divided into 10 pie-shaped cells per floor with only one opening on each of those floors. That giant rotating cage is known as the Squirrel Cage Jail in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
This was a county jail from September 11, 1885 until December 1, 1969.
Carla Borgelia says the rotating design was believed to make it more difficult to escape.
At night, when the warden would be upstairs in his apartment sleeping, they had a water motor that was supposed to get it to continually rotate all night long, take about 6 minutes to come around. The warden at the time didn't distribute the weight of the men, so he burned out the water motor within the first 2 years.
Despite the newfangled rotating cells, men did escape in most interesting ways.
You had one guy who did this twice. He pulled the lining out of the toilet system and climbed out through the sewage. You know, you can't keep a guy down for very long. We had a boxer come in with a broken arm who they took him into the infirmary, and he punched through the ceiling, broke a hole onto the roof, slid down the slate tiles, down the drain pipe, and up over the fence.
There were a handful of other rotating jails in America, but this one is unique.
This one was the only three-story, fully functional rotating jail that they built.
Two other one-story rotating jails remain in the U.S. Carla says this one is historical and at times a little spooky.
You get random things during the day. We have people from different states at different times, you know, nothing to do with each other, come running downstairs because they've heard the same thing and they're standing in a cell alone. So it's a pretty cool building.
It's open for tours and many do stop to see the unusual Squirrel Cage Jail. Traveling the countryside in Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.